How are you doing? This is Miss Cece, the real infopreneur. I hope everybody's doing fine as we are still in the midst of the COVID virus. And as some of the stay-at-home orders have begun to relax in a lot of areas, I just wonder how the majority of people are actually feeling. As I walk around my area, I still see people wearing masks, people nervous about other people not wearing masks, and just all of this stuff that's still going on. For instance, today I was at a big box store. I won't put the name out there. And, they have a sign up and it says that in order to enter, you must have on a mask. But then when I read the sign closer and got a little bit closer to it, it said, if you were 2 and under, you didn't have to have on a mask. And if you had issues with wearing a mask, such as breathing or something like that, I'm very much so paraphrasing, you didn't have to wear a mask. So it just left me thinking still, like, I don't know who makes these rules, mask, no mask, angry if you don't wear a mask. It's just all kind of crazy. Then I was at another store today, another store I will not mention, my favorite organic place to get things that you all are very familiar with. I was in line because they still have the 6 feet rule going on. So, everybody can't go in all at once like we used to. I was standing in line and I was kind of on my phone, just kind of preoccupied, and it was my turn to go in. And this white man was there at the door. I mean, I didn't expect him to be aggressive, but he actually was aggressive. I looked up and I'm ready to go in, and he shoved the mask at me. And I asked him, I said, "What is this for?" He said, "Put it on." And I was like, no, I don't want to put it on. And so I just kind of paused to see what he would say. Now, of course, I'm equipped. I have my own mask as well as a scarf. So I didn't want to put his mask on, and I just wanted to see what he was going to say. But he just continued kind of being a little hostile toward me. So, of course, I had to go in and talk with his manager. So as we see in the news, people are using this time to further their oppression and their dislike for Black people and anybody else that don't want to conform to what it is that they feel are their rules or whatever. So, I mean, it was quite disturbing. So it's just, it would be interesting for me to really get a great gauge on how things are going these days. Because I was at another place, because I like going out on Sundays, but it's a famous bagel company. I wasn't eating there, but I was there and I saw there were several families inside there eating, because here in St. Louis, the rules have relaxed a little bit. There are families in there eating, no mask. There are families outside the establishment, no mask, So it's like, who are these rules for? I don't know. It's just, there's still no conformity, concerning how these things are working. So again, I'm just still trying to figure out how this is working, just like everybody else. So meanwhile, yeah, I guess we will all see. It'll be interesting, too, to see how all this plays out in the history books, because we know who writes the history books and what goes in them. So it'll just be very interesting to see, will black people be the face of the COVID virus like they were the face of HIV, because all that is being played out right now. So, I mean, it will just be very interesting to see these things in the future. And even where will we be in the future concerning this situation? There are people wondering, when is life going to get back to normal? Well, you need to question, is life actually even going to get back to normal? What is normal? At this point, what is normal? Will people actually have a job to go back to? The unemployment rates are, from what the news says, the unemployment rates are very skyrocketing, and there's just still so much stuff going on in that arena. But my hope is that, and I've said this before, my hope is that families have enjoyed spending so much time together. Mothers and fathers have enjoyed working from home so they can care for their own children, that they won't want to go back to work, that they will have an alternative to making money, especially our people. That's what I'm talking about. They will have gained a skill, found out what it is that they're actually good at, and now just able to work their business at home or work from home, some kind of thing to where they can just spend more time with their family. Because this thing just is, it's a domino effect, first of all. But we know that some of the issues in our community are because our children do not have enough time with their mothers and fathers. You know, that's just a piece of it. I'm not saying that's everything, but I know that that's a piece of it. So again, it will be very interesting to see where all this goes, but you know, we don't see. So today we do have a guest. It's not just me talking and rambling on about the COVID virus. I'm pretty sure you're tired of hearing about it. But we do have a guest today, and it is a fantastic treat, I will tell you, okay? This is because our guest is my sister, Courtney Blunt. Now, I call her my sister. She's a musical artist, but it is because we both share the knowledge of our people and our heritage of being the Israelites of the Bible. And, you know, she knows as well that we've been scattered amongst the four corners of the world. So I just really appreciate her coming and speaking with us today, because her music is really catered and geared toward those believers that know who we are, the people of the book. Welcome, Courtney. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm great.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super duper excited. I'm telling you, the album, I think I'll be playing it for the next year. That's how I am. When I get stuck on something, it's like, oh, that's all I'm listening to. But so you are a musical artist and a very talented young lady. Tell me how it is that you got started.
Well, I've kind of just always been around music. I've always loved music ever since I was little. I've just had a huge passion and love for music and for singing and all of that. My dad was a producer. He had a studio in the garage, and he would make beats, and he would have artists come over and, you know, record. And I just kind of grew up seeing that and being around that. And so it's just always just been a part of me. It's just always been something that I love to do.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay, so did you ever get started in maybe singing in church as well? Did you start out in church?
Yeah, I actually sang in the children's choir when I was younger, like years, sang in the children's choir. I sang in the choir at school. Singing was just my favorite thing to do when I was younger, but I actually just never really thought I was that great of a singer. I know that probably sounds crazy, but I always felt like I was more of a writer. I've always loved to write songs. I've just always loved writing poetry. And so I used to want to be a singer, but I just used to think I don't have the right voice. I'm not able to sing big. I used to listen to Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey all the time when I was little. And so like those huge voices, I always felt like that's how you have to sing if you're a good singer. But lately I've kind of just learned to appreciate just the simplicity and the softness of my own voice. But as far as singing and writing, all that has been something that I've always done at church, at school, since I was young.
Wow. So I mentioned before about you having knowledge of our Israelite roots, which is way different than the mainstream and gospel and Christianity. So what would you say your genre of music actually is?
You know, what they call the genre for, I guess, people that are aware of their heritage as Hebrew Israelites and all that, they call it truth music. And so I don't really know if I would place myself in the box of truth music or like in the box of gospel music. I really don't know exactly what my genre is. I feel like if I had to choose, I would probably say I'm closest to truth music. And really what the music I make is my truth. So I guess I can call it truth music because it's my truth. It's my beliefs, the things that I feel, the things that I've experienced and gone through. So I guess you could say I make truth music.
Wow.
That could be the genre.
I never knew the title was Truth Music. I remember listening to an artist, and they do say that in the beginning of their song. They say something about truth music, and you are totally teaching me something today. I didn't know that there was a particular title. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's the term, I guess you can say. That's the term people usually use for people who make music geared toward the knowledge of, you know, who we are as a people. They call it truth music. So.
That's a beautiful title, truth music. Okay. Yeah. So tell me something. Now, do you draw any inspiration from any secular music at all? I mean, do you still listen to, because some people do, some people don't, but I noticed that, you know, you have this song called How Does It Feel? And I was listening, and, you know, that there was a similar song written by D'Angelo in the year 2000, which was like 100 years ago. And, and it just kind of reminded me of that, but it was just more, it was almost like a part two or an answer, and it was beautiful. So tell me about that song.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm a big D'Angelo fan. I just love like that laid back neo soul type of R&B. So D'Angelo, that song was definitely inspired by his song, How Does It Feel? There's a chord a chord that's played in the beat. I don't know if you heard like in the instrumental of the song that sounds a lot like his song. And that's what gave me the idea as I was writing the song. I think it's that da 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 and the piano in the beat. And so I was like, that sounds a lot like How Does It Feel, the D'Angelo song. So that's what kind of the beat being so similar is what that came from. But yeah, I'm definitely inspired by secular music, gospel music. I'm inspired by everything. I think I'm able to get inspiration in just about every form of music.
So. Well, that totally makes sense. And then when you add your voice on top of that, it just kind of sounds like it's floating. And like I said before, like an addition to that song, it's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
So let's let our listeners hear it right now.
Okay.
Sky had my share of cloudy days, made the same mistakes that everybody makes, but it's okay, yeah, it's alright, cause I finally found the way, and I'm holding on to hope, I'm holding out for change, and I know that it all goes around. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And my soul is carrying your light. So I'ma keep on shining till the end.
Wow, guys, what did you think about that? I mean, it sounds similar, but just to me, it means a little bit more because, hey, you know what? It's Courtney B. All right. Well, that's a blessing. Okay. So now, another song that I drew some inspiration from was actually called Believe. Tell me about that song.
Okay. So Believe, let me see how to best explain how Believe came about. So the way I wrote Believe, is the hook, the entire hook is really just a mantra. It's just me repeating over and over, we're gonna rise higher, it's a new day, we're gonna rise higher, it's a new day. And really that song is just me speaking the things that I believe are going to come to pass, the things that I'm hoping for, the things that I'm wishing for, me speaking these things into existence and then repeating, I believe, I believe, I believe. That's what I'm saying throughout the whole hook. I believe, I believe, and we're going to rise higher, it's a new day. So basically it's just that
sometimes, I don't know if you've ever heard of affirmations, positive affirmations, but like in the morning I'll get up and I'll just repeat things, repeat positive things, just to help me keep my mind on that, in that, you know, frame of mindset. So that song right there is just, it's that. It's positive affirmations. It's things that I believe and I want to happen. And it's just me trying to speak these things into existence, see these things before they come to pass. And I feel like there's power in our voice, there's power in our thoughts and all of that. And I feel like when people hear this song and we all can get on one accord and all speak, you know, we're going to rise, we're going to, you know, all these things and all truly believe that, I believe that it will manifest. We'll see that happen in the physical. And so that's what that song is about, if that makes sense. I know I probably went all over the place.
No, that totally makes sense. Let's let our audience hear a bit of Believe. Beautiful, another lovely track. Now let me tell you what I got from it. I mean, the album is just so huge. How many tracks are on there?
There's 15.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this is a huge album. So let me tell you what I got from it, where it says we gonna rise higher, which, you know, that's an encouragement on the surface alone, you know, like you were saying, positive affirmations. I believe in that too, but it also is when you look deeper into those words, I believe it to mean we as a people are going to rise past all of the misinterpretations, the false doctrine, aligning ourselves with all of these things that are just not true, that have led us down the wrong path and been deceived. And, you know, just, I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it's so much. There's so many things that we've been deceived in this earth, in this world, in this time, and for decades, I mean, for lifetimes. So when I hear that song saying we gonna rise higher, I just think, wow, we have the opportunity through repentance to rise up out of this muck and mire and this curse that, you know, that we know about in Deuteronomy 28. So that song just definitely inspired me for a greater outcome.
Praise God. I'm glad to hear that. And yes, and there's so many layers to all these songs. There's so many different layers, but absolutely rising up out of these curses, rising out of all of the oppression, the lies, the sin, all of it I'm talking about, you know, so glad. I'm glad you feel the song and inspired by the message.
Yes, ma'am. The message is a great one. That's a wonderful. So we talked about inspiration before. So as a whole, you got 15 tracks on the album. Then you have some, you have a previous album before, right?
Yes, ma'am. Battle Cry was my first album.
Okay, Battle Cry. So overall, like when you need to draw inspiration, is there a particular place that you go, or does it just matter how you're feeling, or how does that work for you?
It's just how I'm feeling. Sometimes, sometimes I do get inspiration from other artists, like listening to songs and, oh, I love this, that subject matter. Like I need to write a song about this subject. I love that. So there's just so many different things that I'm inspired by. Or sometimes I get inspired from just reading scripture. Like there's a song on my album called Song of Praise, and I was reading scripture when I started writing that song. And it can be anything. It can be a book. I can be just inspired by something I see on TV. Sometimes it'll just be I'm listening to a beat and the Holy Spirit will just give me just words like that, like a melody, and words will just kind of come to me just listening to it. So yeah, the inspiration comes from everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, I was gonna say, sounds like some serious ruach going there. That's one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ruach,
that's wonderful. Wow. Yeah, okay. So tell me, on this album, do you have any collaborations with anyone?
Do I have any collabs on this album? Oh yes, on Are You Ready? There's an artist. His name is Freebrew Ilari. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Freebrew, like Hebrew, but Freebrew Ilari. And I think, yeah, that's the only collab that I have on this album. And he's on the song called Are You Ready?
Mm-hmm. We actually have a clip of that, so let's listen to it right now.
Okay.
Very powerful. That is so powerful. That's wonderful. So, wow. So how do you, when you want to collaborate with someone, do they reach out to you, or is it kind of a combination, or what?
Definitely a combination. I've had people reach out to me to do collabs, and a lot of times, like when I'm working on a song, if I feel like a certain artist would sound good, you know, with that type of sound, I'll reach out to an artist and be like, I really think, you know, with your sound, you would sound great on this song. And I'll ask, you know, if they'd like to record with that particular song. I just had a second verse open. I had been trying to write a second verse for the longest, and I just wasn't coming up with anything. And so I was like, I really think this song may actually be a good song to get a feature on, since I'm just like stuck right now. So I'm just like, I sent the song to like three different people, and he was the only person to send anything back. So when I got his verse back, I was like, oh, I like this. I like it. I think it works perfect. And so we went with that verse, and it was history from there.
That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. Now, there's a song also called Home on the album. Talk to me about that song.
Okay. So Home, and like I said, it's like this, when I write songs, they have so many different, they can be interpreted so many different ways. I often write things that have more than one meaning. So I'll just give a simple breakdown of home. But for me, what I'm speaking about in that song, when I'm saying I'm trying to find my way home, I'm trying to make it out of this maze and get back home, I'm, of course, talking about home, the promised land, Zion, that kingdom, that place that we are trying to, you know, get to physically, but also spiritually, that place, that childlike. And it says that in scriptures, it talks about you have becoming a child again to access the kingdom. And I just feel like that childlike, that little girl in me before, you know, being tainted by this world, before, you know, that purity and that innocence, that, you know, love and creativity, like that we all have that in us, that child in us that's untainted. And I'm trying to get back to that peacefulness, that love, that freedom inwardly as well as on the outside, trying to make it back to Zion. So that's what I'm talking about in the song. It's double meaning. It's physical and spiritually trying to make it back home. If that makes sense.
It does. It makes all the sense in the world, because when I listen to it, I get something similar. It inspired me because it just makes me think about our people as we are scattered all around what the Bible says, the four corners of the world, the earth, you know? Yeah. And again, you know, if we could just get back to that truth and just come on one accord and be who he called us to be, we would just be all in a better place. And so that is what that made me think of. And it was just so nice. I mean, it's just like a good meditation song. It's a wonderful song.
Yes. Absolutely. I think that's the vibe that I get from that song too. When I do the video, I do want to do just a scene, just sitting there meditating, because I like the nature sound and all that. I think it's a great song to meditate to.
Well, let's let these people listen to it. 1 second. Let's feed. 1 second. Beautiful piece. So the last song that I love that actually just introduced me to you, I mean, I just I totally appreciate this song. It's called Song Cry. And it's so funny because I had seen this song. I had seen it. And you know how if you're on SoundCloud, oftentimes, you know, there'll be like a genre mix and I don't really appreciate that, you know, and I know that I saw it and I'm like, oh, okay. You know, but for some reason it played one day and I was like, who is that? I said, oh my goodness. So it just then forever became my song. And so, oh my goodness. Tell us about Song Cry. I mean, of course we're going to let everybody listen to it in a minute, but tell me about that song.
Okay. So Song Cry, I love Song Cry. I wrote Song Cry when I was just kind of going through a rough time. My uncle had passed, and he actually had committed suicide. It was very unexpected, and my family was just kind of going through a lot. And Song Cry came to me during that time, and it was just a release. It's a release of things that I was feeling, and it's also just that hope and that encouragement that we need when we're going through like those dark times. Just that, and that's why I say in the bridge, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm saying that to myself. A lot of these songs is me ministering to myself, you know, trying to encourage myself, but at the same time, putting it in a song form so that it can also encourage other people as well. So that's what Song Cry was. Song Cry was just a song I wrote to inspire hope and just encouragement to the listener and myself.
Yeah. Well, you guys will get a taste of that on our outro, because Courtney has actually blessed me and allowed me to use that for my intro song. So we'll be playing that in the outro. You'll all be able to hear it. And I mean, that's just like my identifier now. That's my song. So thank you so much for making that, because like you said, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It is so true. If we keep our mind stayed on him, you know, he has the ability to make the darkness into the light. And I mean, I just really appreciate that. So Courtney, tell us, what is next for you? What are you expecting Yah to bless you with next? You know, considering this beautiful gift that he's bought to you, what are you expecting?
You know, I'm just honestly right now, I'm expecting great things. I feel like I know for a fact that when you are operating in your gift, you're operating in your purpose, and you're planting seeds of righteousness, and you're doing the work that the Most High has for you, you're going to reap the fruit. So I know that, you know, fruit of this album is going to reap, and I'm just praying that it blesses the listeners. That's all when I talking about song cry, because we were just talking about that song, when I said in that song, I don't want the fame and glory. I just want to be a light. Before I put the album out, I prayed over this album that it would just touch the hearts of the listeners, that it would bless, that it would just go forth and do the work that the Most High would have it to do. And so right now, what's next for me is just watching to see the fruits that come, you know what I mean, from it. I'm going to, of course, promote it the best I can. I am an independent artist. I'm not signed to a label. I don't really have backing like I wish I did, but I know everything will come in according to the Most High's time and His plan and all of that. But right now, I'm just going to promote the best I can, keep writing. I write all the time, so there will, of course, be new music coming and videos and visuals for the songs on this album. I do want to shoot a video for Song Cry. That's coming up next, and Song of Praise. So, yeah, that's what's next. Videos, visuals, more music, performances. That type of, if you follow me on YouTube, I don't know if you're on my YouTube page, but I'll be doing a lot of live sessions on YouTube, some live performances of the songs. So that type of thing is what I'll be doing.
Wow. Well, we are so excited. I actually have not even looked you up on YouTube, but just Instagram. So I will make sure that I YouTube and subscribe. But if the people want to support you as an independent artist, do you have? Are you on Patreon? You are on SoundCloud, which we mentioned.
Yes.
But how can they support you or pay and download? What should they do?
So, of course, I'm on SoundCloud. You can download songs for free on SoundCloud. They're all available for download. If you would like to support, my ministry financially, you can buy the album on Bandcamp. All you have to do is go to Google, just type in Courtney B. Meraki. That's the name of the album, Meraki, Meraki. And it'll come up, Courtney B. Meraki on Bandcamp. That's the name of the website, Bandcamp. But you are able to purchase the album via Bandcamp, and of course the proceeds will come to me, or iTunes. You can also buy the album on iTunes. But yeah, if you would like to follow me, I do have an Instagram. My Instagram account is Miss Courtney B, Mrs. Courtney B. It's MRS Courtney B _. And then my YouTube channel is Courtney B. So I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram and Facebook, Courtney Boone, Courtney Blunt. But yeah, those are the platforms I'm on, and the album is available on Bandcamp for purchase, on iTunes for purchase, it's on SoundCloud for download, and it's on Apple Music, Tidal, and Spotify for streaming.
Perfect. Well, we thank the Most High Yah for allowing this union to where I could interview you and we could listen to your wonderful music, and I am encouraging everyone out there at the sound of my voice, to go ahead and support Courtney B. She is definitely planting those seeds, and you will be blessed. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for joining me today. And if you have anything else for the people, go ahead and let them know now, any sort of encouragement. Go ahead and let them know.
Okay. I just want to thank everyone for listening today. I just want to pray that everyone be blessed. That everyone do your work, shine your light, be a light in this darkness, and just continue to shine. And and love each other, support everyone, and show love and encouragement. And thank you for your support that you've shown by tuning into this interview.
All right. That is so special. Well, you guys have been listening to Miss CeCe, the Real Infopreneur, on Black Talk Radio Network, as well as SoundCloud. We will be with you again soon. Have a good night.
just wanna get it right. No, I don't want the fame and glory. I just wanna be a light. But I've been fighting through the darkness, searching for a peace of mind. Fighting demons in the shadows, though, just trying to make it through the night. The father's hand won't let me.